Diary 1, from July 25, 1915 to September 15, 1915. Chapter 5. July 25, 1915. Sunday again. Usually their day for shelling. Stifling hot and we can't get down to the beach during the day now, Asia wants it badly. One of our monitors came up this afternoon, and pasted cum kale again. Our friends must grow tired of bringing guns up there because immediately they do our chaps blow them out. The best bit of howitzer shelling I've seen though occurred this afternoon. Two big siege guns got onto our OS ridge. Fired about 45 rounds. We had a first-class view of it from our gun pits only 700 yards away. July 26, 1915. Heavy shelling by the Turks all night. Up at our OS at 4:30 this morning. News to hand that CPL Evans, Dr. Shepard, and GNR Mackinon had died of wounds. Very quiet day. Feeling absolutely rotten. That fever again. July 27, 1915. Spent a rotten night. Couldn't sleep so sat up all night and read some paper printed 999 BC. Went down to the dock in the afternoon, told me I'd have to go out for a time. Beautiful, I don't think. Feel like you do after a night out, and as energetic as anyone with a temperature of 104. Back to Lemnos Island, pyrexia illness. July 28, 1915. Was ass enough to go out to it last evening, and Olding, and our major ordered me away, so all last night they spent in getting me down to the beach. Asia couldn't stop firing even then. Got evil designs on me, I think. Got down to the base, and got plonked on a minesweeper bound for God knows where. Feel awfully cheerful. Came alongside an Australian hospital ship and was not allowed to go on board, although British Tommies, just ordinary cases were. Met a chap from the 8th Battery on board. He was awfully crook, so we asked the embarking officer if we could go on board our own country's ship, but were refused. July 29, 1915. Arrived at Lemnos. Had to walk about 3/4 of a mile to what proves to be the most perfect hell I've yet struck. Was left lying on a road for 3 hours before we got into any sort of tent at all. Couldn't get anything to eat or drink and the tent was so full that we were put on the stones with only one blanket. All day today I've been waiting to see a doctor of some description, saw him finally. Ordered me straight away to bed. That was 2 p.m. Nobody has troubled me so far. Three of us dragged ourselves into a village this afternoon and bought some eggs which we ate raw. That was the only thing I've eaten in 56 HRS. July 30, 1915. Somebody woke up that about 6 p.m. last night, we were on the island and they took us to some show which was once a tent. Anyhow, I've still got a bed here. Find that this hospital is the 16th stationary and British. Applied for a transfer to our Australian hospital but was refused, only a few yards away. Before I'll come again to a British field hospital they'll have to shoot me. I am cutting out a few days here. Won't record anything. Want to forget this spasm. July 31 to August 3, 1915 WO possible for wipeout. August 4, 1915. On a minesweeper off back again, thank God. Feeling pretty rotten, but I'll take my chance of getting better back there than this hellhole. Applied for my hospital discharge yesterday and managed to get it after almost getting down as far as my knees and begging it. Got onto a troop ship on the way over, and had a decent feed, the first time I've had a digestible meal or part of one since I left the battery. Expect to arrive at Helles late tonight. Arrival back at Cape Helles. August 5, 1915. Arrived at W Beach and landed early this morning. Walked to our wagon line, had a break and ye gods, a wash. Got up to the BTY. Later in the morning. Thankful to get back. Got into action at night. Believe there's an enormous dust up coming off in a few days. Had a ripping supper, green peas and roast beef, macaroni and milk. Think you're at Samuel's. Whiskey and lemon for a nightcap. Guess I'll be all right again soon. August 6, 1915. Orders for the bombardment to hand this morning. Opened up at 3 p.m. The ships and heavies starting at 1 p.m. Everything okay left advanced considerably. Fired 214. BTY fired 900 odd. SGT Selma's wounded. August 7, 1915. Bombarding all day. Too done up to write much. G.R. Smith wounded. Believe we are to have two more days of this. August 8, 1915. Heavy fighting all day. A few monitors with 14-inch guns came up and helped to paint the landscape hideous. Towards evening the Turks attacked in massed formation. Every available gun was turned on to repelling them, which they did with terrible effect. Not one Turk succeeded in getting within striking distance of our fire trench. The shrapnel just tore long lanes in the advancing lines, and their well-planned attack came to a sticky end. Just towards dusk we got 5 14-inch shells at us from somewhere on the map. Don't know where as yet, but gee, they made a mess of the road in one place. British submarine torpedoed Turkish battleship. Fighting all night. August 9, 1915. Heavy rifle fire all day. The enemy bombed our chaps out of a small trench last night, and they, the Turks, have been getting particular attention in that section. Later in the day, we opened up this trench with HE and played H generally. This evening we had several visits from Asiatic, Quick Dick. This is a British 6-inch gun with an awfully high explosive, firing Armstrong's ammunition. Well, we think the rifling of that gun has gone, because we had 5 landed around us which came end over end, not point first as they should, and they just skidded along the ground on striking. Not even burying. Never exploded either, so we have 5 good trophies. G.R. Young wounded. August 10, 1915. Very hot day. Heavy fighting up in the infantry trenches all day. Chaz and I up to the first line this afternoon. Had a good screw around. The heaviest fighting during the last 4 days has been in a vineyard. The vines are trampled down and torn about with HE and shrapnel and interspersed with bodies. Our fellows got it pretty heavy in one corner, but Johnny Turk got it hot too. Got down to the BTY late. Had tea and got straight into action. They switched 3 of their BTYs onto us, so we had to shut up after half an hour's scrapping. August 11, 1915. Very hot again today, so this morning we went for a swim. Asia could only spare us 2 shells, neither of which came very near or exploded, so we had a glorious undisturbed bathe, also a sunbathe. In the afternoon QD had another go at our batteries, but failed miserably to do any material damage, but 1 shell got into a mob of horses, and laid a few out. All last night we were in action until 4 a.m. this morning. Feeling quite fit again. August 12, 1915. Very hot today again. Too hot to go for a swim even, so had to resort to a bath in front of our gun. Opened fire towards evening and our friends QD and Asiatic Annie replied, anyhow they haven't quite got our position and QD has run out of Armstrong ammunition. So they have to blaze their own poor imitation ammunition away. The French have blown up several of their shells which have failed to explode. Great fun watching them at it. Heavy shelling of our trenches by the Turks. August 13, 1915. In action all last night. Turks attacked and captured a portion of our firing line G12. We repulsed 3 more attempts on their part to follow up their first advance. In action from 7:45 until 9:15 on the same stunt. Another 75 blown up today. This makes 12 of their 75 to be blown out on the peninsula. Mail came to the BTY. Today, mine nonest. Very quiet night. Decent sleep tonight, I think. August 14, 1915. Got orders late last night to go up to our observing post to relieve the major for a few hours, so I am up here. Nothing doing. Haven't even seen a Turk this morning. Got down to the BTY. At 9 a.m. break. All our artillery is moving up. In front of us about 100 yards is 75 BTY. Behind us about 50 yards a 5 in howitzer BTY. French. Tonight Asia bombarded W. Beach with four new guns which he has brought up and placed in Cum Kale. R 7.5 and 6 in engaged them and soon shut them up. August 15, 1915. Asia had another go about 2 a.m. this morning. I can see sadness setting in for that BTY. Today. We have two 10-inch guns in position now, and this St. Louis is handy, so they'll get a fireworks display for their special benefit. Later Asia got it. A monitor came up and lifted the lid off H this afternoon. Haven't heard from that BTY. Since. Fairly quiet day, but believe we're having a go tonight sometime to get back that Y-12 we lost. August 16, 1915. In action at 2:15 a.m. Going some too. Don't know if we were successful or not as yet. Later our attack failed last night. Don't know the reason but it did. Several reinforcements arrived here today. One SGT who was attached to our BTY, I found out to be Wid Watson, the NSW rep footballer, a great pal of Bats and Harford's and brother of the No. One of our gun in HBTYNZ. Had a great yarn with him. Things very quiet all along our front. Our transport Royal George torpedoed with the loss of 1,400 lives. August 17, 1915. Very hot all day. Went for a stroll down to our wagon line this morning just for a bit of exercise. Up to the 3-pounder this afternoon, and loosed a few. Thought it was Christmas or Guy Fawkes today. Some kind, beneficent, interfering people sent our BTY. Chocolates, biscuits, riding gear, etc. Everybody seemed to be quiet for half an hour or so. Started 500 again. Dorgs at it. August 18, 1915. Very quiet day, and awfully hot. Fires ditto. Too hot to go anywhere in particular, so lounged around all day. Swim last night with Hollis and Delaney. Quiet night. August 19, 1915. Rain this morning. Didn't last extra long. Nothing much doing, got a few shells over this afternoon but did no damage. Our first touch of winter tonight. Everybody is wearing woolen caps and tunics. Quite a change from shorts, putties and boots and nothing else worth talking about. Quiet night. August 20, 1915. Glorious day. Real NZ autumn. Swim too, and a couple of HE played 500 all the morning. Things very quiet. Official news through says that there are three divisions of Arabs, coming over to try and push us about. Poor dears, they'll get it. Artillery duel between French 10-in and Asians ditto, saw the effect of Asia's but couldn't see the French inoculation against cholera. Sing song at night. There's 16-in in our group now and we made enough row to frighten all the Turks the side of Achi Baba. August 21, 1915. Feeling fit as the devil himself again. Had a stroll down to the wagon line, and got my boots off. Mail arrived, one from home, two from Mitten. Intermittent shelling all day. Big Bino at night. Chaz raided some place and nabbed two bottles of fizz and two of wine. No wonder I'm feeling fit. Quiet night. August 22, 1915. Went up with Max Brake this morning. Nearly had a trip to Alexandria, by the way, per shrapnel. Quiet day. Wouldn't know there was a war on. Asia started tonight. Dr. Jackson wounded. Rode Hussy. August 23, 1915. Blowing like old Nick, and pretty chilly with it. Feeling a bit after 18 months perpetual summer. Nothing much doing. Edwards ordered to Alexandria. Pretty crook with fever. Quiet night. August 24, 1915. Still blowing like H. Went for a stroll down to the wagon line in the afternoon. 5 BTY just behind opened up tonight. Gives you a smack in the back like a kick from an elephant. Can see the shell as it leaves the muzzle. Played 500 until we nearly went to sleep. Good news regarding victory in the Baltic and Italy declared war on Turkey. August 25, 1915. Nothing much doing. Wouldn't know there was a war on, but for the occasional shell. Played 500 all afternoon. Quiet night. August 26, 1915. Up at the observation station this morning. Nothing doing barring a few bombs being slung about. Some heavy howitzer has been sending over a few to range onto the 5 in BTY in the rear. August 27, 1915. Lovely day. Went for a stroll up to the fire trenches this morning. Nothing doing. Couldn't even get a shot in. Big canteen shipment of fruits and comforts arrived tonight. Found myself playing the auctioneer stunt. August 28, 1915. Quiet day, but a bit of shelling at night. Everybody busy preparing winter quarters. Nothing doing. August 29, 1915. Heavy shelling of counter batteries all afternoon. Second injections of anti-collar attack. Soon be proof against everything except HE shells. Quiet night. August 30, 1915. Quiet day. Artillery duels the order of the afternoon. Pretty stiff rifle fire all night. August 31, 1915. Up at observation station again. Nothing doing, bearing the French and enemy's heavies belting at each other, and sundry convoys that are kicking about. Heavy shelling tonight. September 1, 1915. Things getting quite interesting again. Counter BTYS having quite a little flutter again. Orders out for winter quarters starting tomorrow. September 2, 1915. Hard at it. Reconstructing gun pit and making waterproof dugouts. Asia started out again tonight. Good 2 HRS bombardment. September 3, 1915. Still working at pit. Can't close either hand. Blisters galore. Awfully hot day. Great bombardment by the monitors, destroyers and heavies of Asia, and our front tonight. Great sight. Seemed as though there was a war on somewhere. September 4, 1915. Great sport today. Our heavies been having shot for shot against Asia and Achi Baba. Got a few over our way between times. Count on Asia remembering that we're still on this particular planet. Quiet night. September 5, 1915. Ditto repeato of yesterday. Nothing much doing along the front. September 6, 1915. Busy night, I believe. They tell me Asia was going all night and Achi Baba was shrapneling us. Also that the 5 in French BTY about 500 yards in rear was firing for an hour. Heard nothing of it. Sleep too well in this country. Inspection by some general somebody. Told us we were to be transferred to Anzac. September 7, 1915. Still nothing much doing bearing the heavies paying each other compliments. Received orders to go to fire trenches tomorrow. Quiet night. September 8, 1915. Up to the FT this morning. Had a screw around on my own. Couldn't see much to shoot at, so came back to our telephone station. Worst luck, our station recalls tender memories, being called BO or in telephone alphabet Bureau, rotten. Decent stint on this evening. Saw bombardment of G-12 and G-13 by our batteries with a few more thrown in, with trench mortars, tossing about serial torpedoes. Great sight. We were in a trench about 100 yards from where they were lobbing, so had a ripping view. September 9, 1915. Up at 6 a.m. Cold as charity up here, miss my little cubby house, 200-300 yards in rear. Only one blanket up here. 7 down below. Had a run around the trenches this afternoon. Adjutant of 1/5 HLI Mr. Olding and self had a ripping bit of sniping. Also ditto repeato of last night's hate. Quiet night. September 10, 1915. Up early again this morning. Still cold as charity. Had to sleep right in a trench last night, and by the bruises and the amount of skin knocked off my arms and knees, reckon someone or a battalion or infantry has used me as a doormat. Something more for Kaiser Bill to pay for. Got down to the BTY at 10.30 m. bath and slept for the majority of the day. September 11, 1915. Pretty quiet again. Getting ready for another move. Got several letters from generals and a few more spare parts thanking us for our excellent work, etc. until one really thinks that we're real dorgs. Got a present of a tin of Egyptian cigarettes today. God bless Sir Walter Raleigh and Cleopatra. Intermittent shelling this afternoon. September 12, 1915. North Pole still in its furthest south position, I think. Preparing for our shift. Don't know where we're off to, only know it's somewhere on the map around here. September 13, 1915. Up at observation station this morning. Started slaying early by sticking a snake with a French bayonet. The brute crawled over my arm while I was watching a bit of hate being vented on the TS. Walked over to the L.BTY later on. Norm, Pierce, Delaney, and self-indulged in cards all afternoon. Several good artillery duels by counter batteries, but as our guns are just about worn out, unfortunately, we had to be quiet. Had a go at cooking later. About seven of the boys are at present suffering acutely from pains low down in the interior. Liable to spontaneous combustion any moment. Asia became very active tonight. September 14, 1915. A bit of hate on the right this morning. Spread to the left later on, when about eight batteries concentrated onto the T's and sent things spinning for a time. Walked with Delaney over to L Battery to see some pal of his. Learned that Derbyshire, the only gunner of the three left at the gun at Mons, was killed by a shell from Asia. Asia and our heavies been going some all afternoon. Towards evening some insignificant BTY sent us over a dozen, but we showed our independence by not replying because their shooting was rotten. September 15, 1915. Rained like blazes last night, but our dugout proved quite waterproof, although the mud was particularly sloppy when we got out this morning. Have just recorders to expect a move any old time now to go to some new landing, so I suppose things will be extra brisk soon. Hurrah! Have decided to send this to Lottie. End of Diary 5.